Our topic is relief for cravings and weight issues. For many years, I've helped many people to move beyond their challenges with weight. There is nothing more frustrating than to be trapped inside your own body. Whether you're overweight or underweight, the constant battle with your body and the resulting feelings of powerlessness can feel overwhelming. In A Course in Miracles, it teaches us repeatedly that we are not our bodies. We are eternal spirit, pure love, innocent, one with God, invulnerable, and all-powerful. This may not be how you feel about yourself. This is because you have accepted the world's viewpoint that you are a body in the place of the truth. Your decision to identify yourself as a body, separate from God, instead of knowing your true self as eternal spirit, is what is causing all the problems. The moment you accepted what is not true about yourself in the place of what is true, it's as if you fell asleep to your own true self. In your decision to deny your true self, you headed down a path called the illusion, but only in your mind. Everything you see on the path of illusion is the projection or the outward effect of your inner thoughts. If your thoughts are fearful, then the external world will appear fearful to you. If your thoughts are harsh towards yourself, you'll experience your body as a burden and quite punishing. By identifying yourself as a fragment of the whole, instead of knowing yourself as the infinite whole, you can imagine that you'd want this fragment of yourself, being your body, to be as strong and powerful as possible. Instead of knowing your oneness with everyone and everything in truth, you now need to defend yourself against the world of separation. No matter how much weight you want to lose or gain, there is a deeper part of your mind that is working against you. This deeper part is trying to hold on to what's familiar. This part of your mind is called the ego. It's the fearful part of your mind that has accepted the false idea that you could be separate from God. It may be your intention to be at a comfortable weight. However, your ego's job is to hold on to the way things are. It is always in fear, and it is resistant to anything that leads in the direction of your freedom. If you were to become fully aware of your freedom, then you would remember the truth about yourself, that you are an infinite spirit and one with God. It is your ego's job to keep this information from you in order to preserve the false idea of separation. It does this by preoccupying your mind with fears and judgments and insolvable problems. Of course, it is God's plan that you know and experience His love for you and the truth of who you are. So the ego's reign of imagined power is temporary. The only power the ego has is the power that you assign to it. Once you are no longer interested in giving it power, it will cease to control any aspect of your life. The process of undoing the defenses of the ego can be a little complicated because you've spent your whole life letting it run the show. Yet it is God's will that you know who you are, so let's just say that you have lots of help. The one thing that is required of you is that you invite your higher wisdom to help you. God is pure love, and pure love will never decide against you. It will never push against you or manipulate you. It waits patiently until it is invited to intervene. If you fully invite your higher wisdom or your God intelligence to intervene on your behalf, then this whole misidentification thing can get sorted out. There are also many benefits to God helping you along the way. All fear will leave your mind. You will no longer worry about anything. You will smile more frequently, and your life will actually start working. You will know and experience your health and abundance, and your greatest and most joyful thoughts will manifest in front of you. In A Course in Miracles, this is called the happy dream. This is what happens once you reclaim the truth about yourself, and you also accept God's will for your happiness. The happy dream is the stage of consciousness just before you fully awaken into the memory of the truth of who you are. It may be nice to know why those extra pounds of weight have been so stubborn, but the real question is, what can you do about it? Well, before you can reclaim the truth of who you are and then go on to experience all the benefits that come with that, you'll have to let go of the whole idea of who you thought you were. You are not a body, yet you see your body every day, and you use it to convince yourself that this is you, an uncomfortable you on top of that. We'll need to do some tapping with EFT to release the frustration, the disappointment, feelings of powerlessness, impatience, disgust, self-judgment, self-loathing, cravings, and all the rest. If you're holding yourself hostage with these thoughts and feelings and emotions, then they will need to go. I call these feelings bear traps. It's like you've stepped into a bear trap, and now you can't get out. And now I come along the way and tell you that bear traps are illusions. That's a little hard to accept when you're in the midst of the pain. Once we neutralize the physical pain and the distress with EFT, you are much more likely to hear what I have to say and then give it consideration. My first words of wisdom are, forgive yourself, and also be patient with yourself. It's not easy to be in a world of illusion without letting it get to you from time to time. God's will is your happiness. It is His plan that will ensure your success. Next, after we neutralize the negative feelings and cravings and judgments, I'm going to ask you to do something that you may have never done before. I'm going to ask that you turn all of this over and give it to God, and then trust Him. I mean, really trust Him. That means that you will have to stop battering yourself. You'll have to stop feeling guilty. You'll have to stop worrying about everything, and you will need to listen for His guidance instead. This means real trust, the kind that you would give your dearest friend if they told you that they were handling it. Can you do that? Well, I believe you can, but first, let's get some of the pressure off. Let's pause before we begin and take in a nice, long, deep, cleansing breath. Just feel all the relaxation go through your body, all the tension and tightness letting go. Taking another nice, long, deep breath. And take a moment now to tune into your body. Let your feelings about your body come up. If you have self-judgments or what you don't like about yourself, what you want to change, whatever is bothering you, perhaps there's something that disgusts you, or brings up your beliefs about aging or menopause, let all of those nagging feelings come up and start tapping over your heart and repeat after me, and be sure to modify my words if you need to. Say, even though I've been judging myself, I've been holding on to these bad feelings, I am tired of them. I want to let them go. Let's go to the other side of the chest. Even though I've been seeing myself badly, I release all the judgments, all the frustrations, all the self-analysis. I let it all go. I want peace instead of this. Let's go to the center of the chest. Even though I have accepted beliefs from other people about aging and weight and diet and hormones and fat and calories and metabolism, and I've been caught up and trying to figure it out. Let's go to the top of the head. I release it all, and I turn it over to God. I want peace instead of this. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I want to know my true self. I am determined to see myself differently. Let's go to the side of the eye. I release the past. I release all the guilt, all the grief, all the anger, and I forgive myself. Let's go under the eye. I have carried these feelings long enough. Let's go under the nose. I am willing to stop holding myself hostage in my own body. Let's go onto the chin. I want to give myself a break and be kinder to myself. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. I am willing to let myself feel my feelings and not use food to punish myself, stuff my emotions, or control my feelings. Let's go back to the center of the chest. I want to be free. I ask God to help me to free myself. Let's go inside the knee, inside of the kneecap. I will pause before I eat and listen for guidance from my higher wisdom about what to eat for a happy outcome. Let's go back up over the heart. I am willing to love and accept myself exactly as I am. And now to the other side of the chest. I am not a body. I am free. I am as God created me. Let's pause now, take in a nice long deep breath, feeling your shoulders relax, your spine lengthen, everything is stretching out and letting go. Let's devote this next round to your judgments against other people. Judgment is another reason to hold on to or control your weight. It's a form of defense against others. You might be using your weight as a layer of protection or something like armor. Many people use weight as a substitute for the love and the safety of God. Once you're aware of God's love and the safety that He offers you from the inside out, you'll no longer substitute it with food. Let's start tapping over the heart and say this. I am aware that I've been holding on to my judgments of other people. I've been letting those judgments get to me and affect how I feel. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I release all the anger, all the frustration, all the irritation, and all the negative feelings that I have towards others. Let's go to the middle of the chest. I want peace instead of this. I am willing to know that God is my safety and my protection. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. In the presence of light, there is no darkness. I'm willing to trust that I am safe and secure with or without this weight. Going to the top of the head, I am worthy of love. I am worthy of a happy and fulfilling life. Going to the eyebrow point, I am willing to be calm and comfortable in my body. Go to the side of the eye and the other side of the face. I allow myself to feel safe and secure in a comfortable body. under the eye, I allow myself to be nourished with love and fresh, healthy foods with lasting benefits. Let's pause again, taking another nice long breath. Really let yourself relax. Whatever it is you're holding on to or worrying about, let's just imagine putting it up on a nice shelf up in the top part of your mind. You can always go back there and pick it up again if you wish. Otherwise, it's time to give yourself a break, a much-needed break. Now let's take a moment to tune into those foods that you know are unhealthy, but you crave them anyway. You might be craving sweets because your life has lost its sweetness. You might be craving carbs because you need more energy to make it through. You might crave nuts because they are crunchy and grounding, and they help to soothe your frustrations about life. You might be a night eater, and you are stuffing your emotions with food. Whatever the case may be, these choices will always bring more pain because they are choices being made out of fear and judgment. If you're willing, we can release these cravings together. Take a deep breath in and focus on that one food item that is your biggest challenge. Be brave and let it come to the surface. And now start tapping over your heart and repeat after me. Even though I have this craving, and many times I let this craving get the best of me, I forgive myself. I release all the guilt of my mistakes. Let's go to the other side of the chest. Even though I crave this one thing, I really want it. I really like it. And many times I feel I need it. There are times when I can't go without it, but I am willing to be calm, comfortable, and relaxed, whether I have it or whether I don't. Let's go to the top of the head. I want peace instead of this. Go to the eyebrow point. I release this craving and all the roots and all the causes for this craving. Let's go to the side of the eye. I allow myself to feel loved, calm, and confident, whether I have this or whether I don't. Let's go under the eye on the cheek point. If I choose to have it, I will choose it in full awareness and without guilt, and I will forgive myself. Let's go under the nose. If I choose not to have it, I will choose not to have it in full awareness, without guilt, and I will forgive myself. Let's go to the chin point. I am willing to love myself completely. I allow myself to make loving, lasting choices about what I eat. Let's go back up over the heart. I thank God for guiding me about what to eat, when to eat, and how much to eat. So I am always happy with the results. Let's go to the center of the chest. I am willing to feel sustained and satisfied at all times. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I allow my meals and my food choices to be divinely guided in all respects. I trust God's will for my happiness. In A Course in Miracles, in Chapter 14, called Teaching for Truth, in Section 5, under the Circle of Atonement, it says this: join your own efforts to the power that cannot fail and must result in peace. And in Lesson 189, called I Feel the Love of God Within Me Now, it says, and so today, we do not choose the way in which we go to Him, but we do choose to let Him come. And with this choice, we rest. And in our quiet hearts and open minds, His love will blaze its pathway of itself. What has not been denied is surely there, if it be true and can be surely reached. God knows His Son and knows the way to Him. He does not need His Son to show Him how to find His way. Through every opened door, His love shines outward from its home within and lightens up the world in innocence. Let's take a moment, tuning inward once again, just going to a place of gratitude, that as we turn over this whole experience with weight and weight challenges, we dedicate this whole situation to the truth, and we learn from A Course in Miracles that peace is inevitable. So, dear God, we thank You for taking this from us, for guiding every step and every decision. We are willing to pause and listen and refrain from judging ourselves. We are committed to laying down all guilt and judgment of others, and in that shining space, to receive all the happiness that You intend for us. Thank You for teaching us to walk and live in a comfortable body while we are here that is functional and peaceful and happy. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California, and if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.